First Nations artists have had their lack of intellectual property rights laid bare for all to see after a new report from the Productivity Commission on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Visual Arts and Crafts confirmed that 2 in 3 Indigenous-style products, souvenirs or digital imagery sold in Australia were fake. Nicholas St. John and Emran Sultan are lecturers and researchers in the School of Communication and Design at RMIT University and were joined by Tamar Pilabisian, who asked them what were the main issues facing Indigenous art and culture.
I would say in Australia, I guess First Nations cultural property, and especially, I guess, kind of visual culture has really been devalued and marginalised within our art and design and commercial industries. I think one of the main issues is people don't understand this kind of intellectual and cultural property that these images and iconographies are really sacred stories sometimes and family stories and really kind of deep knowledge. And I think often non-Indigenous people have either stolen or been, you know, inspired by and have totally, you know, misrepresented and basically ripped off First Nations.
Absolutely. And I agree, Nicola. It does happen in our own backyard as well. We see a lot of the central and western deserts designs being copied by other First Nations across the country as well. You know, we see a lot of the designs and symbols and iconographies being implemented in different designs by other Aboriginal groups across Australia. So I really think we need to have those hard conversations around fake art also happening in our own backyard.
You guys did touch on fake art. So how do you think fake art harmed the First Nation culture and intellectual property?
When you look at it, you know, it's taking away our stories, the meaningful stories behind these designs that are actually passed down from generation to generation, you know, in different family groups across the country.
I think it's just stealing First Nations knowledges that aren't your own, that people outside that culture don't understand, and using it to make a profit. And so those profits and that knowledge belongs to those communities, and they should be the ones making a profit, if they so wish, from that knowledge. And it also is really misrepresenting First Nations culture as well, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a big piece of it as well, is misrepresentation.
And where does fake art come from?
It could come from anywhere. I mean, we've heard, you know, the fake art movement from overseas, but we also know that, as we've discussed, we see the central and western desert designs and iconographies and symbols being implemented into designs by other Aboriginal groups across the country. So I would say it happens everywhere.
And how do we stop fake art from coming through?
I think for me, a lot of it is around educating the public around fake art and to make sure consumers know that these are real issues happening, that there is this influx of fake art, and they need to know what to look for to kind of avoid making those wrong decisions when purchasing products or artwork or designs that may look like they're Aboriginal, but they need to know what questions to ask and do the research to kind of ensure that the Aboriginal work that they're buying is actually made by an Aboriginal person or is coming from an Aboriginal business. So I think the Productivity Commission recommended a labelling system, which we think is a great start, but I think we also think that the public needs to be much better educated around these issues. I also think a lot of the reasons why there's so much fake art is because, you know, our creative art, you know, design and commercial art industries haven't tackled this issue before. Like, it's not been a priority for them.
Also, I want to touch on Indigenous Australian artists. How can they be supported?
It's kind of a hard one, really. We have all these different art codes that aim to protect First Nations artists, but there's only so much that they can do. I think we might need to look deeper into as to how we can better protect it. I don't really have the answers to that at the moment, but, you know, I think it starts with conversations. You know, like I said, we need to have those hard conversations around fake art, not only happening overseas, but also in our own country. These are conversations that everyone needs to have. I don't think it should just belong to a certain group to have these conversations. I think everyone needs to learn what is happening. And the only way we can learn is by listening and getting together and education is the key. Like Nicholas said, it's about educating people about the fake art movement. You know, how does it harm our culture? I think that needs to be brought into the conversation.
And now to the last question, how can be the First Nation culture and intellectual property be protected and recognised?
I think it needs to be protected legally through ICIP, I guess, policies. We've developed one for our illustration agency, but I think there needs to be more of them and they need to be developed from kind of more industries in Australia. So not just Aboriginal artworks, but looking more broadly in terms of, you know, Aboriginal art or designs that have been applied to products. So, you know, big suppliers or companies like Myer or David Jones should develop their own, you know, Indigenous cultural and intellectual properties to policy, sorry, to ensure that kind of any products that they stock, you know, protecting First Nations artists and kind of ensuring that those traditional knowledge rights are protected.
Nicholas St John, lecturer in the School of Communication, RMIT University, speaking there with Tamar Pilibisian.